My friends, we're now talking about a sugya . It's a little bit like its own sugya, because the main thing we've been speaking about up until now is all about Omer Pesach L'Sukkah Matzasi Neman L'Oisra. The Gemara kind of like just mentions somewhat Agav Urcha somewhere along the way. It says that, what's the Mishnah talking about? If it's talking about the Lahafsida Ksubasa, Se'ila Mesev L'Ksuba, Mesev La, why did he let him give her the Ksuba? So in other words, if he would come in and he would say that she's not a Besula, and then we would not hold the Rebbe Elazar, which means that we still would not know that it's Neman Lo Isulav. Still, we would say that the halacha is she would lose her ksuba. Why? Because of a suffix. Suffix, says Tosis. Now Tosis asks the question, the kasha. Tosis asks, Amai mafsida ksubasa, have a svek sveika. And svek sveika should get her ksuba. Comes along the Pnei Yoshua, which we gave out yesterday, and says, Loi matzinu b'chol ha'shas, Davar kazeh, that a svek sveika is going to be moitzi mamoin. Where do you find svek sveika being moitzi mamoin? That's a very big chiddush. Not only did I find anywhere, but I looked in all the mafarshim, I didn't see anyone that backs this up. So therefore, what vos epis svek sveika be moitzi mamoin? After all, meaning that the whole idea of svek sveika, the theory of svek sveika, we said is pashas because it's like roiv. What's the halacha of roiv? Ein ochin mamoin. What's the reason? Raya means? Raya means? Edim. Roiv is not a raya. A raya is Edim. So roiv doesn't work. So how does svek sveika might see mama? This is one question on Tosfos. It happens to be that Teres Shmuel brings down the Ramban, the Rashba, that they argue on Tosfos. And they say that svek sveika does not help lahitzi mamoi, and they don't even discuss the idea of holchan mamon acha haroiv or not holchan mamon acha haroiv. So it doesn't even seem to be holchan mamon acha haroiv gets into this discussion here. Question is, why not? Question number one. Tosfos says svek sveika is mitzi mamon, but why? Question number two. Is the Tosfos Yeshanim says this svek sveika is not mishapech. A svek sveika mishapech means that you could have cleared either shayla in either order. Whichever one you want to clear first, you can clear. Says Tosfos Yeshanim, this svek sveika is not mishapech. Now, what is this din? The svek sveika needs to be mishapech. It's not exeris hakosiv, because svek sveika is not exeris hakosiv. So it has to be some sort of pshat in this. What is the pshat in this idea of svek sveika mishapech? What does Tosfos hold? Obviously, Tosfos holds svek sveika does not have to be mishapech, as we saw in Tosfos on Daf Tes Amid Aleph. So Tosfos Yeshanim here isn't really like bothered with Tosfos. He's just pointing out, in my world, svek sveika, that's not mishapech, is not going to work. You Tosfos clearly held not like that. Okay, Tosfos is entitled to his opinion, but what's the shaila? Svek sveika has to be mishapech. Svek sveika doesn't have to be mishapech. What? So what's the shaila though? What's the machloikis? The svek sveika is mishapech, svek is not mishapech. You're saying a reason why svek sveika. Why mishapech? So we have to see if we can figure that out. I have my own problem, Rabbi Yisai, and this might get a little bit feisty if you decide to argue with me, and you can, you're allowed to, but let's see what happens. I don't understand the svek sveika. I don't get the svek sveika. I don't know what Tosfos is talking about. Is the svek sveika lahoitzi mamon? What's the svek sveika? We put it out on a piece of paper over here yesterday. I don't have my yesterday's Maamar Klamis, so if someone could help. Here it is. We put it out over here. Do you mind if I fold this? Do you need to keep it straight? I could fold it. Yeah, that's not great. Here you go. This is the svek sveika that we gave out. This is the svek sveika Tosfos says. Suffik bucky, suffik ain't a bucky. Vimtin tzolayma that he's a bucky. Suffik ain't a suffik rotzen. And Tosfos asks the whole shayla. Tosfos says, what about an Aishas Kayan? Even if Aishas Kayan, even if his bainus is still going to be Chayiv in the Ksuba, we ask the question, what do you mean? But she's Machshilim, the whole Shtikul Torah. But at the end of the day, these are the two Sveikas. Safek Baki, Safek Eino Baki, Imtim Tzolem, that is a Baki, Safek Eino, Safek Ratzon. I don't get it. Because even if you tell me it is Ratzon, in Einus, I'm sorry, even if it's Einus, there's two Sveikas in Einus. Tachtav Lav Tachtav. Tachtav lav tachtav. There's tachtav lav tachtav.
Not by Yishus Kain.
That's true, not by Yishus Kain. By Yishus Kain also is tachtav lav tachtav. Sure is. Yeah, yeah. By Yishus Kain is also. By Pchusiv as Gimel Shanav Yamecha there wouldn't be.
It's only make a difference of Ksuba, not by Yisur.
But we're talking about the Ksuba. The question is, can you be Maitz to the Mamoin? So there's a Shaila of tachtav and lav tachtav. And you might say, you might try to argue with me, but don't even try, because that's Tosfos's teretz. If you look at the bottom of Tosfos, I'm skipping down. The first word on the line, V'yesh loymar. The first word on the line, it's around 8 lines from the bottom. D'loy choshev svek sveka ki hay gavna. Mishum d'hay sveka shema ba'oynes haver. Loy choshev sveka gemura. L'mesev laksuva d'eymar. Koyrim shenis arsonensa. Lav tachtov. What? He's not, for some reason, he's not doing that. Lav tachtav. So, that's Tosfos teretz, basically. My friends, this is called a no-brainer. I mean, you have to be right, you have to be a little bit, see a little bit further and be able to, but we know that there's a suffix of tachtav, lav tachtav. We know about that. We saw that in the Tesam et Aleph. Like, what in the world was Tosfos thinking? And if you do a job at explaining me what Tosfos is thinking, then you have to tell me what Tosfos maskon is. Now, would you say that this svek svek in front of us, would you say it's a roif?
No.
Would you say roif? I had an argument this morning with Reb Shalom Menachem Wolgant about this shayla. Is this a roif? I say it's not a roif. Why? I'll tell you why. Let's go through all the possibilities. One possibility is that he's ain't a bucky. That's chayiv. One possibility is that he's a bucky and it's ratzoin. That's putter. Another possibility is this bucky oynes lav tafkov. That's going to be putter. Another possibility is bucky oynes tachtov is chayiv. What do you end up with? 2 and 2. There's no roif. Take up your tzadim, count all your tzadim together. It's 2 and 2. There's no roif. I don't get to this kasha. I don't understand what Tosfos is asking. The teretz is so obvious to me. This is not a sex fake here. Says Reb Shalom Menachem Wolgelanter, I'm wrong. Why? He goes like this. Listen. Bucky and anal bucky is 50-50. Okay. So you got 50 right now that he's putter. Within oynes, sorry, we have 50 right now that he's chayiv. Within bucky, you also have a tzad that he's chayiv, which is going to be on the tzad of oynes and tachtav. So you're basically going to end up being 62.5% if you do percents. 62.5% chayiv and 37.5% putter. Okay, do you have a roif? I don't know. You mean you told?
No, I heard it before. I heard the chat.
So that I'm saying roif studim. He's saying roif chances. It's basically kind of. I'm not sure that exactly what's going on over here. But I mean, if this is right, Reb Shalom Menachem, so I asked him, so what's the Gemara? What's the teretz? Oh, the teretz is, it's not a suffix. What do you mean? It's 62.5%. Take all the svekas together, and it's 62.5%. You have a roif. What's the answer of Tosfos? I don't understand the question of Tosfos, but if you tell me, explain to me the question, I'm not going to understand the answer. So I say if it's roiv, I think it's 50-50. Because I take roiv tstadim, it's two tstadim putter, two tstadim mutter. So I don't really get...
Why can't you say that that was the Adam and the Maskan?
That would be very interesting. You know, you need a lot of... you need a lot of crowbar to do a lot of crowing.
Tosfos Beis Avraham says that low plug the opposite way. That's what he held.
Yeah, but over here, right. Here we're not doing low plug. Here we're trying to figure out if it's a sex fake or not. So you have to. If you're telling me it's a sex fake, you have to say it's a sex fake. You can't like ignore the second half of the suffix. There's a suffix here. So take all the pieces. So I have three kashas, my friends. Three kashas. First of all, how can sex fake be mitzi? Second of all, this sex fake is not a sapik. And third of all, I don't see where is the sex fake. If sex fake is rife. If Sveksveka is roif, we made a hanacha in our question. Sveksveka is midin roif. If it's midin roif, I don't get it. But perhaps Sekhsek is not midin roiv, and that will also answer our question maybe of how Sekhsek can be mitzi. What was our kasha, the teeth of the kasha, the Pnei Yeshua? Sekhsek is midin roiv, and ain hochen mamain achar roiv. But if we say Sekhsek works differently than roiv, then maybe we could, now maybe we could work with things. And then it doesn't have to work with roiv b'chalal. Let's try to figure out what Sekhsek could possibly be. Now the truth is that there are those that learn that Sekhsek is midin roiv, and adif mi roiv, and that's why it's mitzi. It's not go adif mi roiv, and therefore it's mitzi. It's a chiddush, because kipshutai. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. It's like it's a it might end up being something similar to what we're going to be saying, but it's very shmer. Mitzi mechaber alav haraya. What does raya mean? Adim. So even if you say it's better than roiv, but it's not adim. You need adim to be mitzi. The Svarim Ein Ochem Mamon Basar Raiv is just because Raiv is not Edim. So how could Sekhsveka be, Sekhsveka is better, what does that help? So there's a Nusach here which we have, yesterday's Mara Mekoymas, we have, I give that back to you, from Rav Bochber. Zokra Bochber. Oh, so Rav said, let me take it a step, let me go back for a second. There are those that wanted a taina. Go back before a baruch ber. Those that wanted a taina, that perhaps the pshat in over here is that you're not being mitzi with this svek sveka. Why? Because she has a shtar. So therefore, over here we're talking about a case when there's a ksuba. There's a shtar. Because she has a shtar already. It's like she's being muchsuk. She's holding the shtar. She already has the shtar. Therefore, it's not called being mitzi. It's not called being mitzi. In a chanami, a svek sveka can never be mitzi mamon. But when I'm holding the shtar, it's like there's a nusach from Reb Chaim. In der shtar, likt der choif. Someone's holding a shtar, it's like he's already holding on to the choif. It's like a muchsuk. So I'm already considered to be a muchsuk. I'm not being a mitzi, I'm a muchsuk. It's a nice svara. Problem is the Rambam. Because there's a Rambam that also says svek sveka lohitzi. He's not talking about there's a shtar. The Rambam talks about a case when there's a child born. It's a suffix if the child is a bechor or not, is a boy or not, is one that's chayiv in heislaim or not chayiv in heislaim. And the Rambam says misvek sveika, it's trei sveiki. We're gonna be mitzi. There's no shtar over there. No shtar.
We spoke about the kedushin when we did the whole idea of.
But we don't. I don't even know if there's a chiyuv. If there's a chiyuv already, but the whole shah is if there's a chiyuv. Over here, she's holding the star.
But what's the suffix? What's the suffix? Is there a chiyuv or not? Because right. Man is a chiyuv, that means it's a.
Okay, but we don't know if there's a chiyuv, so you don't know.
We also meaning if we're saying that it is a chiyuv, but you don't have a star, then it's
so prove there's a chiyuv.
So that's something else, but
that's the same thing. I'm a simcha v'alvaraya. She's saying al tzad that I'm right, then I'm like you, I'm a muchsuk. But al tzad that you're not right, you're not. So you're not a muchsuk.
Right. It's a regular case of svek sveka. Meaning right, over so here also. So that, over so here we have a problem with how could we mitzi mamon.
Right.
So we said that if you have a star, then you're able to be mitzi mamon.
It's not called mitzi mamon.
It's not real mitzi mamon. Right. So, but there too also.
Yeah, but we don't know.
We have a svek sveka, but because man that you have a svek sveka against being muchsuk money. What's the other tzad? And there's one tzad that you shouldn't be getting the money. But the tzad that you should get the money, it's not being machzik the money, really. It's you have a shtar. It's the same thing.
No, but you're not starting with a shtar. It's not like we know. In the case of Ksuba, she has a shtar. We know she has a shtar. You're trying to be ma'ara on the shtar. So the shtar makes him like he's machzik in the money because I have a shtar. You're trying to say there's something that's being mafkia from the shtar. Over here, I'm not saying I kipshutoy. I don't have anything. You're saying there's a suffix whether or not there's a chiv over here. At Kamas, we don't know if there's a chiv, so there's no mukhsakas. Mukhsakas means I have something. In order to be mukhsak, it has to be something that we know you have. What do you have? You have a suffix. Okay, that's not having.
Yes. How does Rosh Chaim say that it's a chiv, like there's a lien? Like the ksuba is like a lien. If the ksuba is like a lien,
right,
that means that it's already like a chiyuvus, in essence, that hasn't been triggered yet.
Okay, therefore what?
And therefore, really, it should be viewed as if she that she has the money already.
She doesn't have the money just because there's a lien. Doesn't mean she doesn't.
It's like a debt.
Okay, that doesn't. You don't have the money. If there's a debt, doesn't mean you don't have the money. A regular choyv, even if there's a choyv and there's a sheba, you don't have the money. I'm still the muchsak. You, the shayla is, do I owe you the money still or not? But I'm not. It doesn't make me muchsak just because there's a choyv. Choyv doesn't make muchsak.
So we want to say that she's going to be a muchsak or.
What we were trying to say, how could Tosis ask you, you should say Svek Sveka to make him Chayiv? Why don't you say Maisim Chayiv over Rice? We said maybe because she has the star that makes her like she's a Muxi. But the Rambam brings a case where there's no star, and still the Rambam is saying you're going to be Maitzi with Svek Sveka. So you see, you're Maitzi.
How will we answer that? We have a cheskes heter against that, and we're saying also that she's a mukzik. So why didn't she get the money?
In other words, in the previous line of Tosfos, where Tosfos is saying, where there's a suffix, what do you mean uki memoina becheskas mari? I don't know if uki memoina becheskas mari is going to be the same thing as over there. There might be another chazaka that's in a chanami. That's a good hara. It's a good hara. Akopanim, perhaps pshan Tosfos is as follows. Says Reb Baruch Ber. The following thing. Baruch Ber says, Svek Sveka and Roiv are not the same. They're not the same. And Roiv doesn't work midin Svek Sveka. It works with a different mechanism. What's Roiv? Roiv is what you do when you have a suffix. Roiv is how you're machria a suffix. I can figure out when there's a suffix how to proceed based on a roiv. What is a Svek Sveka? Says Reb Baruch Ber, Svek Sveka is the pshat that the suffix never got off the ground. It's not the pshat that I know what to do when there's a suffix. When my suffix is besuffix, so then I don't even have a suffix. I don't even know if I have a suffix here. Because there's a suffix even if I have a suffix. So therefore, I don't even have to clear the suffix. I should clear the suffix. Even if I clear the suffix, I'm still going to have a suffix. So therefore, even the suffix doesn't even start. That sad shall miut loichoshiv tzad lasis lanu suffix. I don't even have a suffix here. Because my suffix has a suffix on it. So I don't even, it's not that I'm machria the suffix. It's that I never got to my suffix. What? Is he bucky or not a bucky? Who cares? Well, maybe he's a bucky. Even if he's a bucky, we don't know. It doesn't mean he's chayiv. It might be. I don't even know if I should clear the suffix, Bichlal. So therefore, I don't even get to my suffix. Svek Sveka tells me, don't clear the suffix. Roiv is machria the suffix. Svek Sveka just tells us, don't even think about it. There's no suffix here. What's the suffix? Suffix, if he's a bucky, he's not a bucky. But even if he's a bucky, it doesn't mean that he's going to be chayiv, because even if he's a bucky, it could be that. So don't even bother clearing the suffix. It's like now there's no suffix. So, in the case over here where we have, an Isha has a shtar. Isha has a shtar. There's a cheskas chiyuf. Is there anything that's going to rattle her cheskas chiyuf? Anything that's going to tell me that, any reason why I should assume that she's not? I'll give you an example. Let's say a woman walks in with a ksuba. Right? She gets divorced. Can we say maybe she was nivela? Maybe she's not chayav the ksuba? No, why not? Because we have no reason to have that suffix. Why should we have a suffix? She was nivela. There's no suffix. I want you to say, amotzi mechayav avaraya, prove to me. Whenever there's no suffix, there's no din of amotzi mechayav avaraya. Amotzi mechayav avaraya is zeklal gadol bedin. When you have a din toira, you have a suffix, amotzi mechayav avaraya. But there's no suffix. There's no din of amotzi mechayav avaraya. I'll give you an example. There's a man who holds Bari Veshema Bari Adif. Well, how could you say Bari Adif? Hamitzi Mechaver Al Varaya? What's the answer? What would you say?
There's no suffix.
You don't know. I know. I'm telling you what happened. You owe me 100 bucks. You're saying no? No, you're not saying no. So you owe me 100 bucks. So give me 100 bucks. There's no suffix. We don't have. There's nothing to be nostalgic about. So over here, Ad Kama is my suffix. Is Besuffix. Says Rabach Ber. If that's the case, so then. I don't have a suffix here. I don't have a suffix to give the money. Vishas a ksuba. There's no reyusa on the ksuba. There's nothing that's creating a suffix here, Bechlal. zokt rabochbe. Eba zei rabbi sai. So we understand how you could be mitzi with a sex faker. Are you being mitzi with a sex faker? What are you being mitzi with? With a ksuba. You owe me money. So if you owe me money, so there's no reason to be mistapik. There's a chiv over here. We know there's a chiv. And there's no reason to be mistapik on the chiv that the chiv is not a legitimate chiv. Why not? Therefore, chayra lefizeh, perhaps we could understand also to answer tapik. Jesus holds it doesn't have to be mistapik. No, sex doesn't have to be mistapik. Why? Because, says the Achrayim, which suffix comes first? Baki, eino baki, or the suffix of einus and ratzin? Is there an order? Think about it for a second. Is there an order of how you should be discussing, you should be clearing the suffix? Baki is first, because first you have to figure out, was there a bia? And if there was a bia, was it einus or ratzin? So we have to go in this order. If we're clearing a suffix, which suffix comes first? Baki, eino baki. Should I clear the suffix of Bucky and a Bucky if there's another suffix underneath it? No. So my suffix doesn't get started. So I have no suffix. If you're telling me I want to do Rav Tzadim, like we said in the Rajva, I want to do Rav, so then I understand that you have to collect everything together. So I can't stop with only one suffix on top. So therefore I'd have to see like which way am I clearing the Shaila? I could come from the top, I could come from the bottom, because it has to be a roiv from all different directions, because I'm clearing everything. And I'm just using roiv to be pashut the shayla. But like Tosfos, the suffix baki eino baki doesn't start. There's no suffix. So I don't care that it's not mishapich. As long as the way that the shayla is meant to be cleared, there's no suffix, there's no suffix. This also perhaps will be the answer. Now I understand Tosfos is kasha. Tosfos is saying, in this case, over here, look, we're not going with Rolf. We're not going with Rolf. So what are we saying? I don't know if I should clear Bucky and a Bucky, because even if I clear Bucky and a Bucky, there's still a suffix underneath. I know that the suffix underneath brings with it more studim, but the fact is this a Shiloh to be cleared, Bucky and a Bucky? Should I clear it? No, because even if it's Bucky, there's a tzad that it's going to be mutter. So Tosfos is a great kasha. It's a svek sveka. The Shah says, what's Tosfos' teretz now? What is Tosfos' answer? Says Tosfos, back to the V.A. Shleimar, Duloi choshiv svek sveka ki haigavna, mishum dahai sveka shema bo'enes avet, loi choshiv sveka gemura. Lemesiv loksuba. De emar koidim shenis arson ensa. What does Tosfos mean to say? Perhaps the Pshat is as follows. Avig, you help me out with the nusach here, okay? We're trying to say that this suffix makes that this suffix is not a real suffix. But in order for this suffix to make this suffix not a real suffix, this has to be a real suffix. This is not a real suffix. In other words, a suffix is not a suffix if it's a svek sveka. But if the sveka is also a svek sveka, then it's not a svek sveka. Better nusach. What was the nusach we used?
Suffix,
flawed suffix,
then even that suffix.
We're saying this suffix is flawed. This suffix is flawed. Why? Because it has a suffix underneath, so I can't clear the suffix because there's a suffix underneath. But if the suffix that's making the suffix flawed is itself flawed, so then I still have a suffix.
So if there's three suffix,
it's considered now you have a suffix. I can't say
these two things just cancel each other.
This suffix, I'm saying, this is not a real suffix because I have a suffix over here. But this isn't a real suffix because I have a suffix over here. So don't tell me this is a real suffix. So my sveka is not a real suffix. So then my suffix isn't. You're not my fkia. Your suffix with a flawed suffix.
So that could only work if you say the
Baruch Ber. Oh, it only works with the Baruch Ber. If you're doing Rav, so you have to so then this whole thing never started. Just tell me, is the Rav, is this the Rav, is that the Rav? We're saying it's not the Pshat and Rav Bechlal. It's that my suffix is flawed. Why? Because even if I clear the suffix, but there's another suffix. Yeah, but that suffix is not itself not a suffix. So therefore, my suffix is not flawed. What? Because I have another suffix? That suffix is not a real suffix. I can only be mafkia suffix with a real suffix. I can't be mafkia suffix with a suffix that's not a real suffix.
So this is a real suffix, though. The bottom one. This doesn't have any flaws.
Correct. That's okay. But that's going to make the one before that flawed.
Yeah. So why can't we just skip this step?
Because you can't do that.
There's four svikim, does that make a difference?
If you do it the other way.
That'll,
then you still do it the other way.
Then you
have
to do
anis. You have to do anis and ratzin, then it'll be. Yeah. Everybody, so let's see Tosfos inside. Says Tosfos, the first wide line, the kasha. The amayim have sida ksubasa, have a svek sveka. Safik yavi baki b'tepesach basuach ilav. Vim timtzalam b'pesach basuach have a safik b'ayin, safik b'ratzen. The afilash is kain b'ayin islam mifsida ksubasa. We mentioned, why not? L'chayra, she caused them to do an aveira. Ve'ein loymar. So Tosfos already is entertaining that maybe Tosfos seems to know that he's saying a big chiddush here. Svek sveka could be mighty mama. The ein loymer that feel of svek sveka mafsid the ksubasa. Don't say that even if it's a svek sveka, she loses her ksuba. Mishum the makmino memonach es kasa. We gave that out today. It's in the back of the Maram Koymus. This is yours, is mine. So now, there's a woman who's not a besula. This is a Mishnah later on Daf Yud Beis on the base. And everyone agrees she's not a besula. She agrees she's not a besula. He agrees she's not a besula. Now, if she's not a besula, there's two possibilities that's going to cause her to lose her ksuba. Either she was mizana, tachtov, and then how much does she lose? Everything, or this perhaps this happened lav tachtov. She was nensa lav tachtov, and then there's actually a machloikas. What happens if a woman got married? She should have told him that she wasn't a besula. She didn't. She loses a ksuba totally, or she only loses 100. Okay, so now you have this case. He walks in. She walks in, and of course she says, "Misha aristani ne'enasti." Which means I wasn't Mizana, and it happened Tachtav, and therefore you owe me everything. That's what she says. Hold on. Who Omar? He says, Ad shelo erastich ne'enast. He says, I don't know if that's true. I don't know that that's true. Maybe not. Ad shelo erastich ne'enast means when did it happen? Lav Tachtav. Is she going to get 200 if she went into the marriage and she wasn't a besula? No. How much is she going to get? Maybe 100, maybe nothing. Okay. Now, let's just get it clear for a second. Is he making that claim, actually, Astach Nenas, for a particular... Why doesn't he say maybe you were a mizane? I don't know. Maybe he's just trying not to be so... Maybe he's not being so, confrontational with her. He doesn't want to like blow things up, but I don't know if he knows that it was this way or that way. It's just anyway. Is there a possibility of tachtav birotzen? Is that a possibility here? It is. The tachtav birotzen, then you're potter totally. Why in the world does he have to pay 100? Maybe it was tachtav birotzen. If it happened tachtav birotzen, he's going to be patur totally. So he knows one thing. She's for sure not a besula today. She wasn't a besula. So maybe it happened before they got married. Maybe it happened after they got married. Maybe it was bainus. Maybe it was baratzen. Why is he shelling out $100? He should say, "Amaytzi mechaveroi, alavaraya." We all agree you're not a besula. So you're claiming Misharas Tani Nenasti. That's very nice. But prove it.
He likes her. Wants to stay married.
Yeah, but the Gemara says he has to give her 100. It's not that he wants to. He's mechuyev to. Says Tosfos, I'll tell you why. Because it's a svek sveka. Svek sveka. And you're going to make him chayev. Why? First of all, safek ayin es safek ratzin. Second of all, even if you're telling me that it was biratzin, be'ayinus, I mean, it's very possible it happened tachtav or lav tachtav. Either way, there's for sure a svek svek could be mechayvu at least 100. This is a raya. This is a raya with mitzi mam with a svek sveka. Whatever the lamdas is, right over there is a shtar also. Al kuponim, his gemara is going to be shver on the Ramban. We saw the Ramban and the Rashba hold the svek sveka is not mitzi mam. What does Tosis do? What does the Ramban do? It says the Chassam Sofer, a simple chiddush, as follows. Lemaisa, we have to pay attention to detail. What did he say? Who Amar? Achilo Rastech Nenast. He didn't claim Zinsa Baratzen. He didn't claim that. Once he doesn't say Zinsa Baratzen, or once he's saying, you know what, I'm not choishish for that, then what happens? That's not a suffix anymore. That we're not going to clear that.
Oh, he himself. Then we wouldn't do that?
This is Mammon. So he's being the Toivea. What's he being Toivea? He's not being Toivea that maybe Zinsa Beratzen. Enoch Anami, if he would have said maybe Zinsa Beratzen, maybe what would the din be? He'd be Potter totally.
What about the Isser factor? There is Isser over here, potentially.
That's a different story, but we're talking about that as far as the Hefsek Suva is concerned. The whole discussion
we're
is
we're going to pass in two different ways.
Avada. That's what Rashi said over there. When Neman Lapsiduk, Neman Loisulab, not Lapsiduk Subasa. It's different. The ones are Tevea and Nitva. The other ones are. We'll get to the Tevea and Nitva. What happens if he says, you know, I don't want, you know, I'm not, I'll give you the Ksuba anyway. So then he's going to be Chayav the Ksuba. Doesn't have to do with whether it's us or what. So over here, if he's coming and saying to us, if he would be tining Zinsa Beratzen, Enoch Hanami would be Claire Zinsa Beratzen. But Akami's not, he's not saying that. He's only saying, Mishar Estani Achel Arastech Nenas. So therefore, it's not a chelik of the suffix. It's the chassam sofer. That's why we're not clear. So there's no raya from over there to Tosfos.
He says pesach
pesuach.
He's not being specific.
But we're not talking about the case of pesach pesuach. In our case, we're talking about where he says achel rastich nenast. It's interesting.
He's being nice.
Yeah. He's being nice, and then it doesn't make any sense. Because the Sofer is saying in Tosfos in the Ramban that it's kilu he's not being mistopic then. Yeah. Panim benogea to the stira that we mentioned in the Rambam. They gave out the Birkas Avram. The Birkas Avram brings a stira in Rambam as to whether or not you can be moitzi svek sveka. Shaili is in the case of the Rambam's case of Pidyon HaBen. Why over there are you being mitzvah with a svek sveka? The Rav Itaka argues on Rambam. The Rav says you can't be mitzvah with a svek sveka. Over there's no shtar. We're saying the whole thing is you have a shtar and the shtar is there a suffix on the shtar. That's the way we learned in the Tosis over here. There's a shtar, there's a suffix on the shtar. It could be, so then you're just being misalat the suffix. Over there, by Pidyon HaBen, the shtar is there a chiv or not? So perhaps you could say it's a big chiddush. I don't know. I'd like to suggest the following thing. What is Mechayev Heislaim? What does the Torah say is Mechayev Heislaim?
He said in Kiddushin that it was the first child of the mother.
It's the Peter Chamor. It's the Peter Rechem. Peter Rechem. Peter Rechem. Is this woman have a Peter Rechem here?
Yes.
Shaila is her Peter Rechem a girl? Or a boy. But is there a Peter Rechem here? There's a Peter Rechem. So, I would have thought, before we saw this Rambam, that Peter Rechem isn't Mechayev. What's Mechayev?
Peter Rechem boy.
Peter Rechem boy. So, you don't have a Barachiv over here. We don't know what you have. But Lemaisa, perhaps, in the Rambam, we're saying a Chiddush. But what's Mechayev is Peter Rechem. If the Peter Rechem is a girl, so then that's like a Peter Rechem that didn't live. It's a Peter Rechem that has a Ptur. There's a Ptur on the Peter Rechem. Because the Peter Rechem was a girl. But the Mechayiv of Peter Rechem we have. The Shaila is it going to be something that we're going to be able to actualize? Or not? If that's the case. So then over here also, I have a Peter Rechem. I don't know, is this Peter Rechem going to be, is a suffix, is this Peter Rechem Mechayiv or not Mechayiv? Okay, so sex seiko, we don't clear the suffix. Is a peter rechem, so therefore you're chayiv. It's like I have a shtar. Is the shtar going to be mechayiv or not? It's a sex seiko. Then we don't clear. We have no suffix on the shtar. Therefore, mechayiv.
there's one suffix also, we say the same thing. Mm-hmm. When there's one suffix, we say she doesn't have to pay anything.
Because I'm waiting a chavel of raya.
But we're saying that no, he there's already machayev.
No, it's a suffix on them. If the machayev is lamaisa, even if there's already a machayev, but maybe there's a ptur, there's a suffix that is a poiter. So a suffix that's saying poiter. But if you say that there's a suffix, if there's a suffix, so that I know I have a machayev over here, and I don't have to clear the suffix of whether or not there's a poiter. So therefore, I'm going to be machayev. You better.
What's the longest the
peter
rechem is the chiyuv?
Chayim is the Peter Rechem.
And what happens when Peter Rechem is a girl?
Then there's a Ptur on the Peter Rechem. There's a Ptur on the Peter. Just like if a person has a child and the child dies.
So there's the Etzim Achiv and we're adding a new Ptur?
Yeah. Let's stop from this. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to continue with the next Sugya Beis Hashem, hopefully next week. I just want to leave you with a thought on this week's parasha. Famous Rashi that the Pasuk brings down Moshe and Aaron. Who Aaron and Moshe? Who Moshe and Aaron? Rashi says, Yesh Makoimis Shemakdim Aaron and Moshe. Yesh Makoimis Shemakdim Moshe and Aaron. Why Melachash Shkulam Keachad? But they're equal. Rashi says Moshe and Aaron were equal. It's a pella. Can you do it? Moshe Rabbeinu lo kam b'Yisrael ka Moshe ait. There's no one in Klal Yisrael like Moshe. What does it mean, shkulim ke'echa, that they're equal? It says the Panim Yofais, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, others. Avada Moshe was bigger than Aaron. But for the tools that Aaron had, Aaron used his tools to his fullest. Aaron did the most with what he was given. Aaron wasn't noiled maho. Moshe was. Aaron wasn't noiled in the bias was in the smala or. Moshe was. Moshe was given a different set of tools. And he did the best with what he had. And Aaron did the best with what he had. Says the Panim Yafis, beautiful pshat. He says, when does it put Aaron before Moshe? When does it put Moshe before Aaron? Pasuk says, who Aaron or Moshe? Asher Omer Hashem Lahem Hoitzias Bnei Yisrael Mei Mitzrayim. When Hashem is speaking to Aaron and Moshe, which is the one that had a higher nevuah? Moshe. And yet the pasuk puts Aaron first to show Aaron is equal to Moshe. And then the pasuk says, "Hu Moshe ve'Aaron," says the pasuk, "Heim amidabrim el Paroi, hu Moshe ve'Aaron." Who's better at speaking to Paroi? Aaron, and yet the pasuk looks Moshe first. Why? Because if you do the best of what you have, you use your koiches as much as you can. So then Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not asking for results. Hashem's not saying, you know, you need to be the most eloquent speaker. You need to be the most talented in any way possible. You just have to use what you have. That's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. So Moshe and Aaron, they both worked to use their koiches as much as they could, because Baruch Hu said, in my eyes, they're shkul. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.